Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast and a happy Friday. It is Joe Smith here.
Hey!
Ethan James!
Hey!
Still Domless updates.
Domless update is that he is came back from London, I think, where he'd been filming. Then he's gone to Glasgow for a week.
Glasgow?
He said he's collecting stories.
Like he's some sort of mysterious, mythical character.
Mythical beast.
And he can only return when he's got a jar full.
Yeah, something like his whole little satchel clutch bag needs to be bursting with stories.
Why does he go to Glasgow a lot? Who's he got up there?
I don't know. I have no idea. He's been sending me some very unusual text messages the last few weeks.
How do you think he is?
Weirdly, though, I think it might be right because weirdly, the texts weren't written by him. He was sending me screenshots of a conversation he had with his friend. And some of the stuff she gets up to in the woods is absolutely wild.
Are we talking about the friend who lives in...
Who has a sort of phalanx of submissive women that she takes around with her. I won't go into it in any more detail, but it's still going on. And
yeah. You know. It's the only time I've been with Dom where he's told a story and I thought, that's too much.
That scares me.
That scares
me. It worries
me
a bit.
Do you miss Dom, Ethan?
Who? Oh, Dom, sorry.
He'll hate that.
Yeah, I've noticed he's not been here, definitely.
Love that.
Yes.
As he fiddles with his fringe.
Who does?
Ethan
James. Oh, no, we've already implored him. Sloppy Joes, it's that time of the year again where Joe Smith goes away with Manchester United. Very exciting time, pre-season.
Following the tour.
So we've been doing this for 3 years now.
Yeah.
Has it always been America that the tour has happened?
No,
or?
1 year it was... So the first one I ever went to was in Thailand, Singapore and Australia.
Amazing.
Then, but that was pre-Slopsters. Then the second one, which I think was the first year of Sloppy Joes, was Australia. Where else did we go, Ethan?
Melbourne. I'd just done America.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, so Melbourne was another one. And I think we did somewhere else as well. And then it was America, America, America.
And famously, the first one you went on was where you sort of created that meme that still pops up every now and again with you and Adam McCullough.
Me and Adam McCullough.
How does it feel? We don't talk about that much. How does it feel being probably one of the is it top 20 most seen memes in the world?
No, it's definitely...
Surely it's
definitely
up there.
Top 250.
Insert now.
It's not a big meme, but it has persisted down the years.
Yeah.
But it's a format that isn't as relevant as it used to be. You know, the sort of image with text on it.
Mm.
That was big in the sort of Facebook era, 2016 to 2021. Post-COVID... I feel as though the meme is in more in abstract of the text.
So in the image, for people listening, you are showing Adam McCullough or something on your phone. You do look more like Jesus than you do now.
Yeah.
And McCullough's sort of leaning in, snuggling,
he looks a little bit, in a way. He
looks
dead almost, doesn't he?
What are you showing him?
He's got a very grey complexion. I think I'm just showing him pictures of the... We'd been to that island, you know, with the little quokkas on it.
What?
The little quokkas. They're like a little marsupial piece. They're like somewhere between a wombat and a kangaroo.
You're showing Adam McCullough a quokka.
I'm getting my quokkas out for Adam.
And I think I'm
showing him pictures because we're on the way back. We're on the boat on the way home from there. And I think I'm just showing him the pictures and he's a bit tired and it's a bit warm.
And who took the photo?
And Stephen Housen took the photo.
Wow.
So then we're in just in sort of meme mode. And then he posted it on Twitter and I think he said caption this or something, Steve did. And then somehow... It then went and someone did something with it to make it be a meme that it typically has the text, and we'll probably put it in, Jesus showed me my memes and why I can't go to heaven or something like that.
Yeah, basically. I've seen a lot of different variations
of
it. Yeah,
that seems to be the most common one.
And isn't it mad when you get different variations in other languages?
Yeah.
You've got international.
International love.
Back to America then this year, because 2 years ago I came with you. Do you remember? The Sloppers were on tour.
Why aren't you coming this time? Because America again.
I went to Chicago.
You should have saved it.
I've blown me load. How do I convince Becky I should go again?
I should blow again.
To exactly the same place.
Well, obviously you probably should have just gone when we went in the summer.
But here's the thing with these tours. They don't really get announced till January.
No, but let's be honest, it's never going to be any time other than summer, is it?
True.
That's when the season isn't on.
I think it's time for me to return next year.
Oh yeah, me too.
I mean, a lot can happen in a year.
It might not be America.
This is the thing. I'm not too far.
It's been 3 years in a row of America now.
I would like to do it. Yeah. Where would you like to see United go?
Oh, I mean, Japan would be.
That's the dream.
Imagine
isn't it?
Japan and Korea as a little tour.
That would be.
I know
brilliant.
That's literally where I just went, but I'd absolutely love to go back there. I'd love to go to India. I'd love to go. I mean, anywhere in Africa would be cool. I've been. North Africa, but maybe sort of Central Africa. I don't know how feasible that is. You don't really tend to see teams go in there, but like Nigeria or something would be pretty fun. Or anywhere, really.
Anywhere.
Just somewhere near. What would you like to do?
Oh, Japan and Korea.
Yeah.
Big time. Singapore, maybe.
You'd like to go to Russia, wouldn't you? Moscow.
Russia?
You've kind of right now got the vibe of a sort of mid-60s Vietnamese kind of war... I don't want to say Lord.
Vietnamese?
You look like you're dressed as though you're in the Vietnamese army right
is
now.
Is it because I got my top button undone?
It's because you've got that military green. You've got the cap on. No, keep the button done up. You look like Che Guevara.
I used to have him on the top and I thought he was originally in Take That. My mum gave me a top
like
once.
Jason Orange.
And it was one of those tops where I was wandering around not knowing who this figure was. And the guy was buzzing, Che Guevara, because he was from, I think, Chile, or he loves revolutions. And I was like, you're into him, are you?
Well, if you think about
take that.
The word revolutions, think about where that he might be from. What country might he be from?
What is this now?
So think about...
Revolution, France.
No.
Yeah, but I know where he's from.
Where?
Is he not from Chile?
No. I don't know where he was born, but he wasn't known for the Chilean Revolution. Revs.
Was he up?
De.
Cuba. There yeah, but he might have had a holiday home in Chile.
He might have done.
Like when Ethan went to Austria.
Yeah.
Let's not compare them two, actually. Move on.
So Hitler was Austrian.
Yeah.
So that makes more sense.
Google, was Che Guevara from Chile? Or has he ever been?
Okay.
Has he ever been? Has he ever holidayed there?
Yeah.
So how are you anyway?
Oh, good. Well, do you know what I've been doing on the BBC show?
What?
I've been going to teachers that are calling it a day from the profession of teaching and just saying thank you from the school and, you know, giving them a little box of chocolates.
How do you even find these people? How are you doing this?
Argentina.
There you go.
So what were you saying Cuba for?
Because he was part of the Cuban Revolution.
He was part of the Cuban Revolution.
Mad. And is it funny we got a bar in Manchester named after it?
Yeah, it is a little bit. Revs de Cuba.
You wouldn't get many other, pushbacks, would you?
What, like a sort of, maybe like a little sort of Lenin bar or something?
Google revolutions of the world and let's see if any of them could be a bar on Deansgate.
Trotsky.
Anyway.
Fancy one down Trotsky's, boy.
Yeah, I wish I could tell you what that is. Yeah. But here is, here's the deal.
We're going to round hats for one. Round heads? Something like that.
Brilliant.
British Revolution.
Make sure you get a bit more context when you Google it, Ethan.
French.
Yeah. Oh, this is... Yeah.
Hiatin.
Haitian.
Industrial.
Oh, yes, we could easily go to
that's
the industrial
not really
revolution.
A revolution the same way, is it? What do you want? The spinning jenny. Yeah. What do you want it? 150 years ago, ideally.
The pulled pork revolution. That was a big
one,
wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a big one. Sweet chili sauce about 10 years before.
R.I.P. I wanted to ask you about your final days of school. So we got primary school and secondary school. Now. Yeah. I remember primary school being dramatic because as a 10, 11-year-old, that jump into being an adult, getting the bus to school by yourself, wearing a uniform, I got a blazer when I was in secondary school. It felt so daunting. Were you emotional when on your final days?
I remember, I was. I remember our leavers assembly. That was very sad. We sang a song.
This is key.
Did you?
Do you remember what song you sang?
We sang, yeah, because we sang, it was to the tune of Mysterious Girl by Peter Andre.
Are you mad? I thought it was supposed to be emotional.
No, what? It was emotional.
Sorry, everyone.
What do you mean you thought it was supposed to be emotional? So we sang about moving, because so Valley Road, the school that was there was called, so this one road going through the middle of this sort of section of Worksop, and Valley, it's called Valley Road. Valley School is on Valley Road.
Mm.
Duh. For some reason, as it gets towards the little sort of T-junction, the same road turns into Stanley Street. No reason. Yeah, my cousin. But it's basically one road. So this part of the lyrics sort of suggested how we were all just moving. Whoa.
Somewhere, I can't believe.
Norbridge Primary School. We're going to move just down the road.
Oh, so they were using this. The light pop melodies of Peter Andre to calm the anxieties of it.
Yeah. We talked about how much we loved it. And then my friend Adam Dobb did the sort of, like, I guess you would have to call it a Jamaican accent. Looking back, you'd probably have to do that.
Do you know what? It probably was all right back then.
1998, I think you could get away with that.
We grew up with Come Fly With Me on the telly.
Yeah, this was...
Which, for anyone who's not seen that British comedy, that was out in 2010.
2010?
Yes, 2010.
Rampant black.
They got away with accents. Ethan, I can imagine yours being quite dramatic, your final day in primary school.
I couldn't remember that. Oh, I do remember I was kind of like the star of the assemblies where I'd get quite a lot of different roles. And
did you get to put the new sort of translucent sheet on the overhead projector?
Oh,
you were that kind of guy.
I might have been that kind of guy. I don't recall, but I may have told the story before. I did star as Jeremy Kyle in it was the Leavers Assembly, actually.
Was it?
I remember you telling it, but I don't remember the details, actually.
Well, I practiced like all the gait and everything to the point where I'd like be leaning on the side of the stage when he crouches over. I printed myself off like a little card thing with like the latest like results and stuff on. So what I'd do is I'd get the students to give me problems that they've had at the school, and I'd call them out and call them names and stuff. Like,
Who sanctioned this? Why was this what you did?
And I can't. I think it was my idea actually. So I got to do it.
Did you run the crux of the Leavers Assembly?
So there'd be like, I don't know, someone's gone on the trampoline without the shoes on or something. So I'd shout, "Well, you need to put something on the end of it," kind of thing. Like Kyle says.
You did no way. So you as a 10-year-old, you making sexy jokes.
It's what Kyle says.
You were doing a sort of smutty kind of innuendo piece as your final Leavers Assembly in
Ethan,
primary school.
I don't know if you're... How are you doing Jeremy Kyle banter when you're in... Like, when he's on, you were in school.
Well, yes.
How did you know...
I was watching... No, I was watching, my mum loved Jeremy Kyle. I would watch him every Saturday morning.
Was it on Saturdays as well?
He's watching the omnibus.
Basically, Jeremy Kyle was our Jerry Springer, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But he lasted...
A little bit more kind of... A bit more of a smarmy twat and a bit less sort of freak show fighting, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, there wasn't many scraps.
No.
Was there?
Not in the same way that there was in Jerry Springer. But yeah, it's definitely the closest thing.
And stuff like that.
It was more DNA, wasn't it?
Did you have any DNA tests?
I think we had a Graham. I do recall. There was lie detector results and stuff. There'd be like things that have gone on in the school. I think I recall once somebody not quite getting it where I brought up like a scenario that happened or whatever, and I said like they were the liar, and it was just a bit of fun. But I think they kind of like took it a bit for real, and they actually thought like
I was. It's not rehearsed. What's happening?
I some of it was a little bit like, I don't know, just like picking people out, and
so
then
you were
like,
just, you were just.
I've spoke to Graham, and you're a liar, kind of.
You were
thing.
Just doing an off the cuff Jeremy Kyle production with no rehearsals, and no one knew they were involved.
Some of it was improv. If I recall.
Improv in the Leavers Assembly.
You're an absolute star in that school. You came up with the idea, you played the lead, you improv the living shit out of it, you made people feel uncomfortable, you just ran the whole show.
And there was a news segment as well where my friend David, who went to go play for England basketball team, he was the tallest in the school, I was the smallest.
Now, how tall did David become? Must to be upsetting if you get that growth spurt and you're like 6 foot at 9.
Yeah,
and then you just snatch you.
It was at least England youth, so you might have been like a 6'9" or something. I don't know how tall David became because I didn't see him after primary school.
Once his head went through the roof, it's hard to measure after that because all you can see is just the roof and then him. He's somewhere up there, but we don't know exactly. We couldn't know.
And we did Trevor McTall and Trevor McSmall for the news. That was quite cute.
Why is that like a fucking...
I'm gonna ask it. One of us have got to ask it.
Don't.
Did you go full come dine with me? Not come down with me, come fly with me?
No! Oh, God, no! No,
you
good. No.
What is this sort of royal good. Variety performance that you're doing at this?
Did I tell you how I was offered to be a cameraman on Jeremy Kyle? I don't know if I've talked about that before.
No, you should do.
You're going to right now.
I went to Media City with uni to have a look around there, and... there was an opportunity to go see the set of Jeremy Kyle, where I bumped into one of the cameramen called Richard, who's like the lead cameraman on the show.
But that annoyed him.
What annoyed him?
Well, you bumped into him, was he?
Oh, sorry, I didn't.
All over the place.
I would have been careful with his big camera. I'm also just saw him in the corridor.
Get you.
And I said to him, "I'm really interested in camera stuff. I don't have a lot of experience, but I'd like it." And he went, "Why don't you come on down in a few weeks and we'll record an episode of Jeremy Kyle together and you can watch me and follow me and like hold a camera and stuff and you run around." He said, "It's so much fun, you'll love it." And then I think a week prior to that opportunity, it got cancelled. Yeah.
Oh, the show gets
cancelled. What, the show gets cancelled completely?
The show gets cancelled completely.
Didn't he get done? What was he done for?
No, it was because there's certain negligence after... people left. So the show. Like, they didn't really.
A person killed himself.
Someone killed themselves. Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Got that. The set was the Wild West, by the way. Like when I started a radio show with Adam Brown on XS, we were just running through different. We did like a little promo video, running through different things you can get up to in Manchester, and we got in touch with the Jeremy Kyle show. So can we get on the set? Well, they were over the moon to let us in. You would have thought maybe it was like a secret, like, "Oh no, you can't just get on the set." They took us in the back door. They said, "Do you want to do like a little practice one with the audience?" And we're like, no, all we need to do is just sit, get Adam Brown on the set, please. They couldn't keep us in the room long enough. They loved it.
Really?
But why? I think it's because how maybe toxic it was.
I think as
so
the years
strangers
went by,
came in.
Yeah,
like a little bit of a sigh of relief.
A little bit of
don't
like,
go.
Yeah, don't you don't know what it does to us. The cameras stop rolling. Not Jezza.
Oh, I'm mad.
Yeah, because it slowly got more darker and more sort of negative, hadn't it? That show.
Yeah.
As the years went by, to the point where Jeremy Kyle was just being a twat to everyone all the time.
I quite like him.
Dear.
He's the kind of person I think you'd go see at the Apollo. You, Ethan, personally.
Yeah, you'd pay tickets to go
you'd
see
him. You'd go see him. Like that geezer who you paid to... Where's he gone now?
Jordan Peterson,
he's still kicking about?
Ooh,
eating beef and water?
He's got a bit barmy, our Jordan, sadly.
I never thought that.
Yeah, he's gone a bit mad.
We did a song at the end of our Leavers Do that I still can't listen to.
Why?
To this day.
Because you cry?
Because I'll cry.
What, because you're so sad to leave school?
I think the opening notes might be, it would make me cry now.
Was it based on a real song or was it just...
It's based on a real song. It is a real song.
Oh, so
and here's,
no,
one,
no,
for you. Here's
no.
one for you. I'll give you a clue. It's by an American rock band.
Oh, that narrows it down.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, but from there's only 60...
A sad song by an American rock band. You could have some guesses.
Okay, is it...
Green Day.
It's a Green Day song.
It's a Green Day.
Oh, it's When September Ends, of course.
No, it's Time of My Life, you spud.
Oh, yeah.
When September ends.
Well, that makes sense.
We broke up in July.
No, but that's the whole point. September is like is a sort of metaphor for the whole school year.
Time of my life. Something I'm pretty... I can't even sing it.
Oh.
I hope you... All of us singing it at the time. Swaying like that. Of our lives.
Did you have little three-quarter
Everyone
shorts
crying.
On?
Yeah, three-quarter shorts.
Three-quarter shorts. Shopping. Suit, shirt, tie, short sleeve.
Yeah. Do you know they do graduations now?
Green Day?
No. I suppose they could do. I suppose how much you pay them. With little top hats and stuff.
What are you saying?
Schools.
We did a graduation at secondary school.
Top hats? They're top hats.
They do.
People wear top hats.
What, for graduation?
Yeah, top hat and tails, boy.
Is that what I'm talking about? Top hats?
Yeah.
Graduation hats, sorry.
Not the flat cap things.
We didn't do a graduation. We had prom, sorry.
Oh.
That was a good laugh. I've told you about that before. My date... we were friends. It wasn't like a romantic thing.
Did you do the thing where you asked her before? Like,
I did ask her, but I can't remember how it happened. I don't know why she really went with me because it was never a romantic thing. But and I thought, oh, I wonder if it is romantic. I thought, I know it's not, but you don't know. We're going to prom together.
Were you cool at that age?
No, I wasn't cool. I was sort of cool adjacent. in that my friends were relatively cool, but I was the sort of least cool one of those friends, probably. Like, I'd never had a girlfriend or anything at school. But
what? Maybe
No. Even now?
I think I got one now, yeah.
Yeah, good. But I was, because I played football and stuff, I think that put me in with the sort of cooler kids.
Nice.
Cooler,
and the drums. Cooler.
Yeah, put me in with the drums as well.
No, you played the drums.
Oh, and I played the drums. You didn't get put with the drums. Of course not. That doesn't even make sense. But so we went on the date. Oh, said it already. Shouldn't have said it all the whole time. Guilty. It wasn't a date. And I thought, well, let's see. Who knows if it's not, but we might. Yeah, I don't know.
Is your prom like bang on the end of secondary school now?
Yes.
So once this is it, you're done, or?
We're done. I don't know if there were days left after.
Okay.
Then. So I was thinking, it's not a date. We've never had anything romantic. We never even pretended to. But she's not going to prom with anyone else, so who knows?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Who knows? So we get there, go to the, go to her house, I think, where we all sort of met, four of us, and then the four dates.
Who's the four?
I can't remember. Me and Ross, definitely.
Ross?
Yeah. Me and Ross went together. My mum was driving us. And I think they went in a limo. Or did we both go in a limo? I can't remember now.
It would have been weird if you all went to their house and then they got picked up.
No, I think...
Surely there's enough room for everyone.
We all went in the limo. We all went in a limo.
Yeah?
Yes.
Drinking like fizzy pop.
Well, that's the issue. We were... The girls were getting shit-faced. And it was immediately apparent we were not a part of their night in any way, shape, or form. We were not even on their radars. The fact that we were their date was merely a bit of writing on a piece of paper. There was no date. We only just managed to walk in together. Like,
what were they drinking?
They were getting pissed. And then, so we went to this sort of little hall, this little country hall thing. It's not a country hall, it's in like Retford or something. It's like a nice house hall. And we go in, and there's like the downstairs area where everyone else is. And then somehow they all snuck up to this other bar upstairs that was closed. And they were nicking booze from behind the bar, getting pissed. They all got kicked out. So within 25 minutes of arriving at prom, my date had been sent home.
Dateless.
So that was my chance of a little kissy at the end of the year, gone up the Swanee.
Did you ever keep in touch? Did you go to college with her after?
No, don't know what she's doing now, actually.
Was the only booze you got behind the bar, the barmaids and the barman laughing at you, going, boo, hey, no one's with you?
It was, actually, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty tight, that even. So, even what was your last days, now in secondary school, did you have a fucking talent show?
I did have a prom for sixth form and for GCSEs.
In which order?
Sorry, GCSEs were first, and then the sixth form. I think the first one was a limo. We got a limo.
Did you have a date?
I didn't have a date.
Fuck.
Do you have any pictures of yourself
from
in
there?
Your outfits?
Yes.
We could crop others out. I mean, we could do like a best dressed on Patreon.
It certainly wasn't me. My waistcoat was way too small. Somehow, some bloke in River Island convinced me that your waistcoat is barely meant to be any on you at all.
Like a bib?
It was like down to there. It's meant to go down to my trousers. He's like, no, it's just meant to sort of flick the waistband. This thing barely flicked the waistband.
Did you do any pranks for the last day? We did pranks and stuff.
I told you, didn't I, about that guy called James.
James.
I must have told this story about it.
We're 3 years in, I've got the memory of a fucking goldfish. I'm loving hearing this. We've probably heard Ethan's stories already, but I love it.
Where he said he was gonna do something wild at the end of the year. But he won't tell anyone. He was getting everyone really worked up.
You have told this.
And then he brought in on the last day a mad overly sized JD bag. And rumour got around that he was going to do something crazy at the end
of
the school.
Crazy.
So all the chavs said we can't, like they couldn't hack the anticipation. So they chased him for his bag because everyone thought it might be some sort of like, I don't know, like hurt us all. So they sort of stuck up for us like they were the Avengers of the year.
I love that.
Chasing around. Ah, it was nothing in the end. We were big on stink bombs.
What was it?
No, it was just a bit of a flamboyant sort of prank on us all.
He didn't have anything?
No.
That's
Ben,
quite smart, actually. I like that from him.
It was quite fun. Ben brought in stink bombs.
Oh, yeah.
But the ones that come in a little packet, you got to burst it inside and it blows up to the point that the packet can't take it anymore and does a little bang.
Oh, wow, I've never seen that.
When I said that corridor was like fucking Vietnam.
That's why you've dressed in your favourite Viet Cong outfit now, isn't it?
That's a bigger right reference there. It was carnage.
Was it?
Whole section of our school had to be evacuated because of the smell. Oof. Teachers couldn't hack it. I loved it. I revelled in it.
What, you loved the smell?
Again! Bang, bang!
You're in the middle of it, like...
Yeah, and then there's some left over, and Andy once went to a screening of Looking for Eric. Do you remember that film?
Oh, yeah, I went to watch it with my dad.
And he lobbed it in the middle of the screen.
Oh,
and
like, Andy. Andy, please. The stink on that. You love it, don't you?
I would never do that again, but...
We only had the glass random ones.
Oh, the glass ones.
The glass canister intense, where you smash that.
These ones are so much fun, though, because you get the little...
explode.
The little... And you hear the... And you know it's coming.
So bad, aren't they?
And they stink.
I remember being around at my cousin's house when we were younger, and someone had have you ever had, you know, the spray pump canister of it's just called liquid ass?
Oh, I've heard of this.
It was awful. Just the worst. It was so bad. And it's like my cousin's boyfriend was just like, you'd just be walking around and they just spray it on you. It's like, the thing is, we all just stunk of shit by the end of the day. It was so funny. Well, it was so unbelievably brilliant. You just spray it under someone's chair. And mate, just perfect humour when you're about 11, 15, whatever it was. I can't remember. It's unbelievable.
Another part of that story is I had one, and I was so intrigued as to how it smelled. I couldn't get out of my mind. I got hyper-focused on, I wonder how bad this smells.
You needed
so
to smell.
So I went into the toilet. My cousins were staying over. I went into the toilet at like 9 p.m. before we were all about to go to bed, and I thought, well, I can create like a ruse. The stories have had a shit. So I like popped it. And
so you needed to smell it.
So I'm in the toilet, and I'm absolutely, I'm watching it slowly rise. I'm crying. And the bang, it echoed like a company. Sort of knocked
you're like
to the ground.
Blown against the door.
Yeah, it was so obvious what just happened.
Green gas just fucking boiling your eyeballs as you fly into the wall.
So I came out going, I farted all that.
Why is there bits of plastic and liquid all over you?
And needless to say, it ruined the evening.
What was the smell like?
Joe, if I could give you that smell now...
If I could put that smell in a glass jar, I would.
It would weirdly smell like...
Pleasure.
Childhood now, probably.
Yeah. I'd love to get some stink bombs in here.
Maybe we could do it for the 300th episode. Why don't we, for the 300th episode, get one, put it in the middle of the table, and we have to just sort of...
I know what we do.
Just crack on like we...
No, here's what we do. Changed. We get a diver's helmet and a stink bomb. And whoever loses a challenge has to smash the stink bomb inside the helmet while they're wearing it.
Oh, no. That was horrible.
It's fucking lethal, Joe. Just knock someone. Like, fucking... Deal. Yeah. Right.
Let's do it.
Oh, Ethan, what was your prom like? Pranks.
Well, we went to quite a strict Christian school, so there was a lack of kind of... We were restricted, I felt. There was like things like we filled up a teacher's room with balloons and stuff.
It's good effort, that, isn't it? Balloons. Yeah. Where did you all? What?
Yeah,
then, so tame.
Yeah, it is a bit tame.
But where did they all come from?
The shop.
Yeah, you're saying that, but who? It's hard. The manoeuvring of balloons is hard.
Yeah.
Are they pre-blown?
No, they went into the head of sticks office and. Went and then blew them all up or whatever. There was, we did have a good, and again, I'm really sorry if this was 100 episodes ago or two of this. We had pre-planned, so St. Christian School, every 3 or 4 mornings a week, we'd go into the hall and we'd all have to sing like Christian songs together.
Yeah, big time.
And hymns.
And hers.
And hers, and them's.
In those days.
And we bought 400 kazoos, so we were all going to like play it during the.
Where are you lot getting 400 kazoos?
Why are you so obsessed with the logistics?
The logistics baffle me.
We all had the kazoos.
Where are we all getting kazoos?
We're doing Amazon.
The music section. No offense, but these are some of the lamest.
I like of all time. I like the kazoo one.
But there was a. There was a
this is the day that.
We're kind of looking for like a South Africa World Cup kind of racket over the top.
Yeah, vuvuzela style.
But what they did was, we got there with the kazoos and there was no hymn. And we're like, what the fuck? What happened was a new girl who joined the school had grasped to the head of sixth and said that they were going to do that, so the prank was off, and that didn't really help.
Do you want to know something, right? Not only is obviously that such a lame prank anyway, I mean, it's fun and it would be a laugh in the moment, but it's hardly like, you know, fucking for some reason just gassing yourself with a fucking shit stinker, or like, do you know, some people would like fill the head teacher's exhaust pipe with coal so the engine explodes. Proper stuff. But also that someone grassed absolutely fucking Guy Fawkes you. Gunpowder treason and plot.
Was it Gaza who filled someone's car behind like the air vents to put fish, so over the weeks the fish would start to rot?
Ooh, see, that's a stinky one. That's a proper one. Can't do pranks anymore.
Why not?
I just don't think they go down well.
No, I think it's bullying now,
I think,
isn't it?
We've got to the point where there's a line now.
As in what, everyone's queuing up to do it?
No, not everyone's queuing. If we did a prank, we'd have to be really meticulous about which one we do.
Yeah, you have to prank the right person. Because you can't prank down. You have to prank up. You could prank your boss. I think you could prank your boss. But if the boss is pranking the intern, it looks a bit bully-ish, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, like a 50-year-old bloke is like, I don't know, stealing the shoes and socks of an 18-year-old girl. Yeah. That feels a bit creepy, doesn't it?
Did you sign... especially when you whispered it like that.
Did you sign
shirts?
Yeah, we signed all the shirts. I've still got mine. But for what reason have I got it? I struggle a bit with wistful nostalgia these days.
I'm getting too nostalgic.
Yeah, I think I was. And I'm almost rejecting it. I'm sick of old music. I'm sick of listening to stuff and doing stuff that I used to do. I'm trying to move on.
Is nostalgia just a human thing? Do you think animals get nostalgic?
I don't know. I don't think they do. Do you think they do?
Do you think our dogs do? About times gone by, sticks gone by.
Barks gone by,
food gone by.
I think a gorilla would. Like, they'd look at another baby gorilla and think, like, oh, I liked having a baby gorilla. Something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I think we'll do that.
Sad,
if anyone can outdo any of our pranks, get in the comments, we'll read some out.
And obviously, if you play Jungle Book to it, that'll be very nostalgic from when it was a kid. George of the Jungle and Tarzan, any of them lot. They fucking love all that, don't
they? Which one were your favourite, Tarzan or Jungle Book?
George of the Jungle. Of those three, was my favourite. Did you not watch George of the Jungle?
I was a Tarzan boy through and through.
Were you? The cartoon?
Yeah, because of one man.
Tarzan?
No, Phil Collins.
Oh, yeah.
He did the soundtrack.
People love that soundtrack, don't they?
We talked last week about who's the best out of, what's he called?
Hans Zimmer
and John Williams.
John Williams.
You want to throw fucking Phil Collins in the mix for that one tune alone?
He did go absolutely ballistic with it, didn't he?
Who did?
Phil Collins.
Oh,
on that track?
Yeah, he did.
He went above and beyond.
Is that one of the songs?
I think it is, yeah.
What is your itinerary for America? We've got a lot of American viewers and listeners.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if anyone's got any recommendations for these places. So we're going to New York.
New York.
Obviously.
The Big Apple.
I've been to New York before, but...
Will you see a show?
Do you know what, actually? Here's what I know.
Why wouldn't you see a show?
Because they're one of the only things in the world that are just everywhere.
Shows?
Yeah, let me go watch Wicked. It's only in London.
The West End isn't everywhere, is it?
It's not in London.
Sorry. Broadway.
Oh, hang on. Didn't McGrath go to a show and he just fell asleep for the full thing?
Yeah, but at least I said I went. I got some photos of the before and after.
Yeah, that's what life is.
Yeah, but
about.
It's because I got a bit pissed.
Yeah, I know. But I'm going to do that without pretending that I wanted to go to a show.
So where are you going
to go? Well, I do like shows, to get that clear, but I'm not doing that in New York. Here's what I want recommendations for from people. For people who know New York, who have been or ideally lived there, would be great. It's my birthday, the first full night that we're there. We fly over on the 23rd. Just saying, we're a couple of days behind. We're filming this on Tuesday. My birthday is the 24th. No one can give me a recommendation. This comes out afterwards. Why am I even asking?
Sorry about that. But why not celebrate it in Chicago? You go in Chicago and Orlando.
Yeah.
No, you're
not. Oh, no, Joe.
Atlanta.
Early access, you might get some feedback.
What will this go out before Wednesday?
This is the Friday episode, so this is...
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
That's a shame. Have you seen that Central Park have opened a public swimming pool?
Have they? A swimming pool, like a proper deep one?
Yeah. Mad.
No, they haven't.
Yeah.
People will die in that.
They've got lifeguards. I don't know how deep it is.
Is it outdoors?
Yeah. In the summertime. Go in there. Bring your trunks. Are you bringing trunks?
I'm not going to take my trunks, but I am going to take some like workout gear and stuff. I might rent a bike workout in Chicago. Gear. I think I'm going to do a 40-mile bike ride in Chicago. Do you know that Riverside path?
Yeah, great
path. It's like 18 miles long. I think I might go up and then back and then back.
We saw the first few miles of a mile of that
walking path.
Yeah, it was warm. Is it going to be hot?
Yeah. Late 20s.
I thought you were 32.
Sorry, I was just going to say, do you recall last week when I was telling you about my football manager fantasies and stuff?
Yeah.
This is related, by the way. When I worked for Cincinnati, there was an occasion where we played Chicago away, but like a lower like Chicago team, and I was the only media person in the media box or whatever, and we scored. We got a 93rd minute penalty, and it was 0-0, and Jessen van der Pleim. Puts it in on the spot, and I run out of the media box because I'm very excited, and I run down this like metal stand where all the Chicago fans are sat, and they're fucking fuming with us. It's like having the coach in the stand or whatever who's doing the technical stuff, like cheering away. Yes. Like, do you remember Nuno when he was at Wolves doing that, and like the fans around him getting fuming? It was like that.
I don't think we've hardly scratched the surface with Ethan's time in America. Knowing that you nearly like a sort of Graham Souness grab the flag and put it in the middle of the pitch, sort of wind up. Did you used to go like to all the away games?
We did West Virginia away, we did Chicago away. Where's the impressive ones we did? There was Dayton, there was four state, Michigan.
Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton, Ohio. There was
Michigan.
Michigan.
This is the whole fucking east side of America.
We did five states because we were going to Cincinnati, but we're based in northern Kentucky. So
I feel like we should. That's mad.
We need a whole episode on Ethan's time in Kentucky, I think.
And Kentucky, as in the fried chicken.
The very same.
Did you eat a lot of that out there?
Well, when I went there, I said, since we're in Kentucky, we've got to have Kentucky Fried Chicken. They went, Kentucky Fried Chicken is shit. No one likes it. It was all about, what's the one we had in Vegas, Joe?
Raising Cane's.
Yes, it's all about Raising Cane's and stuff
Chick-fil-A.
Like that. And Chick-fil-A, like all these things were much better than KFC. It's forgotten about KFC. Really?
What do you make about Dave's Dirty Chicken? He's taking over, isn't he?
Dave's Hot Chicken.
Hot Chicken, sorry.
I can't wait to try it. It's one of the few things on the menu.
Oh, from New York.
When we go out there.
Yeah. Well, apparently it's coming here.
Is it?
There's one in Birmingham.
Oh, football. Well, might as well be in America. Birmingham, and then Alabama. Are they going to make one in Manchester?
Yeah, of course.
Well, what do you mean, course?
Because they always do. They're a big city.
But is there plans for it?
Yeah, I think so.
Lying.
Can I tell you this now? Right. And I'm going to make a statement here.
Go on.
Skew is one of the finest bites of food I have ever had.
Skew.
Skew. S-Q-E-W. And they
That's a bad name.
Don't slag them off
now. No, but it's a bad name because no one's going to know how to spell that. Every single person in the English-speaking language spells that wrong the first time they write it down.
They don't.
In fact, don't tell your story, McGraw.
Yeah. We'll leave that. Ethan, so what are you up to this weekend?
This weekend, what a wonderful question, Joe.
No, go on, Joe, you can tell
us. All I'm saying is,
do you know what I mean?
They specialise.
S-Q-U-E-W, maybe.
Oh, we'll all get over it. They specialise in posh kebabs. And they're opening. Me and Max Smith from the Steam Tribes podcast went there for a video. This guy, it was the finest shawarma I've ever had. I've ever had in Leeds, and now they're opening a second branch in Manchester in a few weeks.
Oh, I hope it's good.
Dave's Hot Chicken.
We'll have to try that when it gets here.
Yeah, very, very, very excited.
I can't wait to try Dave's Hot Chicken.
I think you might get the same. Do you know when he went to Kentucky? Don't eat Kentucky Fried Chicken. In Chicago, they don't really eat Chicago deep dish. It's more of a touristy thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because I've never been to Chicago, and of course, and I've never tried the Chicago deep dish except Chicago Town microwave pizza, which I think is an original recipe. I think that's very traditional. I think it's going to be almost exactly the same.
Even the pepperoni pocket things.
Yes, even the pepperoni pockets, all of those. Do you know those ones where you get the two?
Yeah.
It's going to be like that.
It's going to be well.
It's
going to
be exactly the same as that. No, you've had one before, haven't you?
Yes, it's just a lot of everything.
Is it? They look like, you know, you said there's a swimming pool in Central Park. They look like a swimming pool, but you're drowning in cheese. You've kind of got the rim of the pool, and then you've just got a cheese and sauce kind of liquid.
Thinking about it now, whenever we asked a local, where should we go for the finest one, they all always either said, don't. Or,
fuck off.
There's an alright place 40 minutes outside of town.
Really?
Oh, really? Can you not tell me that there's a really good one next door? Same. Shame.
So you went to one, was it any good?
It's okay. It's okay. We're going to miss you.
I know.
What are you going to do? Will you be doing little updates?
I'm hopefully going to do a little update. Maybe
will you do a little Dave's Hot Chicken thing?
I'll do a Dave's Hot Chicken little piece, and I might do a little deep dish pizza piece.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Right then, say goodbyes.
Yeah, say our goodbyes.
You've got one more episode, and that's
Tuesday.
Yeah,
I'll be here on Tuesday. Sorry if I'm a little bit subdued today.
What happened?
We're basically buying a new house. It's been right stressful.
Going quick,
yeah, and you just got to put bids in. You think, do we want to spend this? And then it's going to be the rest of our lives. God, it's stressful, man.
The rest of your lives in this one.
We're looking at like a 35-year mortgage.
You think? Yeah, we don't have to complete it, do you? You can fuck off.
I can die beforehand if I want to.
Well, you want to move again? You can sort it out that way.
Yeah, you can, but you still have to spend that money over 35 years. So sorry if I've been a little bit subdued today.
It's all right.
It's been lovely. I've really enjoyed it.
Is that what you have to do? I don't think I fully understand my mortgage then. Anyway, everyone, thank you very much for...
Are you not paying it?
Thank you very much. Fucking for 40 years now, apparently. Thank you very much for watching. Another episode with you on Tuesday. Yep. Until then, he's on to America.
Bye.
No, we'll see you again. Toronto.